This segment of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Women Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and Mayfield Florists.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure,
direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
...the Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating, Jeff, you know, typically we celebrate the people, the places, the events, history, and culture. Make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
And why wouldn't we want to do that some more?
Well, because today we're celebrating ladies who make the old Pueblo so gosh darn wonderful. It's Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Fred.
Happy Mother's Day.
You're
to
my
you,
third favorite mom.
Yeah, you're like a bad mother, like Shaft.
Watch your mouth.
I'm talking about Shaft.
I can dig it.
So we are celebrating our moms, and we're going to have a great show today talking about some women who have been recognized in the community as being outstanding mothers. And then just ladies who are, you know, brave enough to do things and have a lot of fun out in the community. So it's going to be fun, mother-laden program today.
Fun.
And we invite you to visit us. You can enjoy the replay over and over again at fredandjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes. Now, Jeffrey.
Yes, Federico.
There's lots of stuff coming up. Next weekend, I believe, is the Centurion event. And it's themed something about pebbles and...
it is the
pebbles
great
and bam bam.
Neanderthal bash... A Stone Age rampage, got to be one of the best times in the history of the old Pueblo.
Yeah.
Is it Rito Park, Rito Raceway, right there at First and River.
Sweet.
Saturday, the 17th of May. Tickets are $85. They include dinner, dancing, cocktails.
There's a little bit
raffle,
of
casino.
Fun casino activities.
And, of course, it's a costume party. So dress up like your favorite Flintstone.
And there will be there's a costume contest.
Costume contest. We have Super Raffle. We got all kinds of crazy stuff going on. And it's all for a good cause.
What is that?
The cause?
The Centurion's going to Mexico on having a cruise or something?
Well, maybe. But, you know, I proposed to the board that we put it all on red. Fly to Vegas, put it all on red, see where we go. No, we're raising money to help redo the vascular surgery suite at St. Mary's Hospital.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Thank you. So remember, and if you want more information, go to thecenturions.com. You can buy tickets, check out fun costume ideas. It's a good time. Oh, and we are bringing in a band from California called The Trip. So folks that have been to the party last year and enjoyed these guys so much, we're bringing them back.
Yeah, I heard that was a good time.
They are outstanding.
I don't recall most of the party.
That I believe. Oh, but you're going to be running the cigar booth this year, I understand.
Possibly.
Yeah, so you're going to be Mr. Cigar.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Thank you.
Good time.
It's good work if you can get it.
I'll be at the Fireball Bar.
Tequila and cigars. That's
there'll be plenty of tequila, but I'll be manning the specialty bar. So anybody that likes Fireball, come over and see me. I'll take care of you.
Oh, God. All right, also on the 17th.
And free cab rides home.
Cool.
And free parking.
What
and
else?
It's ladies' night.
Here at the Casino Ballroom.
That's right.
So, also that Saturday is the third annual poker run for the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation.
Very nice.
That's on the 17th as well. And that's starting up at the Northwest Fire District Training Center up at I-9 and I-10. $20 for riders, $20 for passengers. A good time on a poker run that supports... our firefighters here in Southern Arizona.
What is a poker run, Fred? I've been meaning to ask you that.
You know, they run, there's some minor variation, but typically you get on your motorcycle and you go from point A, you know, there's different points you stop at, mm-hmm. and you get a card, a playing card at each site. And at the end of the run, the person with the best hand wins prizes.
Oh, very fun.
So it's like, you know, it's like five, depending on the number of stops, you know, five card draw, seven card draw, or stud. And so, but, you know, best five cards wins the day.
Cool. Very
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, so it's a good time.
And for a good cause.
And a good cause. Beach Blanket Bebop is running still at the Gaslight Theater. Runs all the way through June 8th.
Did you make it over to the Gaslight to see The Wizard of Oz?
I did not.
The kids' rendition. It's going to happen again. Oh, I think today's the last day.
But I did see that.
Fabulous.
Is it Community Theater of Arizona?
Live Theater Workshop?
No, CTA or CT. You have a poster in your office. They're doing Peter Pan. And that's coming up in a few weeks.
Oh, that's CYT.
CYT, okay. Yeah, that's coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah, we'll talk about that more later.
Yeah, so that's all I got at the moment.
That's it?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on.
It is a jam-packed show, and folks, we want to say happy Mother's Day to all of the moms out there. We hope you have a fabulous day.
Especially our mom.
Hello, Mom.
Who's actually out of town at the moment.
Right, so she's listening to us via the World Wide Web.
I doubt that.
What? So this might be the first show she's missed?
No, I think she's missed a few since they were gone.
How ironical that she would miss the first show on Mother's Day.
Yeah, that's
awful. We're paying homage to mothers.
Deep homage.
Right. Jeez. Okay, yeah. Well. All right, so folks, get out there, get involved, make the community a better place to live. And before we take our first break, we're going to chat with somebody.
Yeah, we do have, I was going to say, there are so many events going on. If you go to fredandjeff.com and check on the events calendar, we have stuff listed. But one of our favorite events is coming up about with Tucson Roller Derby. And with us today is Alethea Doe. Did I say it right?
Did he say it right?
Yeah.
Did he say that right?
He got it right.
He did? He said it right?
He said it right.
So she is not a derby player herself.
What?
But she takes pictures of those who
do derby.
You're
the photographer?
I am the photographer. I'm also a non-skating league member.
What does that mean?
I don't
stop. What? With your lisping?
Now, how did you describe how we should pronounce your name?
Like Alethea with a lisp.
There you go.
Yeah, that one word, her name.
What are you talking about?
Whatever. All right, so you are
sorry, Alethea.
It's okay. So I'm a non-skating league member. So I pay dues like the skaters do, just a much lesser amount of dues. I do league hours. I'm actually on the art committee and also on the bout committee.
What does league hours mean?
So all of us as skaters and league people, we have to do a certain amount of hours during the month, usually about 10 hours, whether it's behind the scenes usually or working the bout or going to events or those types of stuff. So we usually have to do it a certain amount of hours and also in line with all of our other stuff. So
cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, so this is nonprofit. There's nobody paid to do this stuff.
Yeah, we all pay to do all the work.
So you're more than a groupie.
You could sort of say that I went from being a super fan to a member. So yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about getting all those bruises.
Right. I don't have. Well, there have been photographers who have been taken out by skaters and stuff. So we could end up with bruises. I personally have not.
You're nimble on your feet, is what you're telling me.
Or at least I stay far enough away so I don't end up with them in my lap.
Telephoto lenses are a wonderful thing.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Cool.
So, yeah, we have about this Saturday, May 17th. Doors open at 6:30. First whistle at 7:30. Pre-sale tickets, $10. They can go to brownpapertickets.com, get tickets there, or they can get them at the door for $15. 10 to 17 is $5, and under 10 is free. And we also have another bout.
Well, before we leave this one on the Saturday, who are we going to be watching?
It'll actually be the Copper Queens, which is our home team, versus the Prescott Whiskey Rollers.
The Prescott Whiskey Rollers.
Yeah,
those girls owe me $20.
Well, they may owe you $20, but that's my new favorite team, the Whiskey Rollers.
Jeffrey.
I love it.
You got to love our Tucson girls.
What's their name, Fred?
There's
the
Copper Queens.
The Copper Queens.
The Vice Squad.
Whiskey Rollers.
And the Furious Truck Stop Waitresses.
Now, that's
of
a good one, too. I like that. But the Whiskey Rollers.
The Saddle
Roller
Tramps,
Queens.
The Bandoleros.
Yeah.
Those travel teams.
I'm kind of a Southern Arizona guy, Fred. Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, that sounds like a ton of fun.
Yeah. It's always tons and tons of fun. It'll be a great bout for sure.
And then repeat where folks can go online to get tickets.
Brownpapertickets.com. Okay. And then they can just search for Tucson Roller Derby.
And were you prepared to tell us who the beneficiary?
It is. It's actually Female Storytellers, a.k.a. FISC. So they actually are also a nonprofit organization of females who come together to promote feminism, empowering women in the community by telling their stories or however they want to in a 10 to 15 minute monologue. So they will be there. They will also be talking during our halftime, and we will also be having our after party at Old Chicago.
Nice. Wait, Old Chicago, the one on Campbell?
Or yes.
The one
very on cool. Campbell,
the one on Campbell and Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Empowering women.
Empowering women, women through the use of a downward slashing elbow. I love it.
Right?
Or a cross check. Or a trip.
And then we
karate chop to the gut.
And then on also May 31st, we have a team here. San Diego SoCal is coming to play our Tucson Central Tramps.
What's the San Diego team's name?
SoCal.
SoCal?
Yeah.
Lame. Lame-o.
Yes.
So lame. All right, cool. Well, lots of fun. We hope you guys have lots of fun.
Definitely.
Get out there, folks, and support these ladies because they're doing great things. And now we're going to take a quick break. We got a lot more for you, so stick around for more here on The Friend Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Anthony Cigar Emporium, the Downtown Tucson Partnership, and Sleeping Frog Farms.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Chukchon.
And this week, aside from celebrating the people, the places, events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
Yes.
We are celebrating special people in our community, the moms. It's Mother's Day.
Happy our Mother's mothers.
Day. Our mother.
Yes, our mom.
Our mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Our soul listeners.
Happy
to the
Mother's
show.
Day to my beautiful wife.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Mother's Day to our grandma, who's in heaven now.
Grandma.
Hanging out playing cards. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can still remember Mia teaching us how to play poker. And having a bad hand and kept on saying, who dealt this crap?
I still remember our grandmother, Mia, showing us how to hang a spoon on our nose.
Oh, yeah. That's
at a big time, you know, black tie dinner, which you and I did not want to be at.
Yeah, but it was made fun by our grandmother who taught us how to
hang a spoon on our nose.
Thanks, Mia.
I love her. Yep. Thank you, Mia.
So,
and
Jeff.
Our grandma Ronstadt, who taught us how to make strawberry sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Deliciousness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Diabetes galore. Enough sugar to kill something, but no, we're still alive.
It's super tasty.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So, Jeffrey.
Yes, Federico.
Last night, your lovely bride was honored.
Amongst some other lovely women.
At the, what is it, something annual?
The Tunadito.
I know some
fundraiser for Tunadito.
Yeah, but I was going to say like the something annual. Like,
Remarkable Moms Festival Gala Event.
Yeah, how many
good
years?
Times.
Yeah, how many years? Like the 10th annual.
Chan only get, even though we celebrate Chan as being a remarkable mom every year, this was like the I think 753rd time they've done this.
Oh, cool!
Yeah, so
very
it,
cool.
It predates Tucson
and the Revolutionary War and Columbus coming to America,
I think. The invention of penicillin.
Really?
Oh yeah, it's that old.
Maybe the X-ray?
No, I think it was after the X-ray.
Okay.
Dinosaurs, maybe.
All right. So anyways, Adriana Rincon is here with her daughter, Gabby, and they were the family chairs of that event.
Hi, ladies.
Tunadito. Hi. Thanks for having us.
We're very glad you could get up so early in the morning after such a raucous evening and hang out with us.
It's been a long night, but here we are.
Yeah, yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
So you had fun? Did Jeff behave himself?
Yeah, I had a blast.
No tell.
They never
My
saw me.
My lips are sealed.
It was an 80s event, Fred. So I dressed up like Will Ferrell in that one movie. You know, the one movie
old
where
school?
He's the old school? No, not old school. Who said that? No. You know, the Ron Burgundy. 80s guy, Ron Burgundy? Anchorman. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah. I'm just watching you struggle.
Don't you remember you were there?
Last night?
Yeah.
I don't remember where I was last night.
Oh, how come you weren't at the event last night?
I was... I started off with some tequilas early on in the afternoon.
Fred, you are MIA.
Yes, Fred is constantly MIA.
And I have an alarm on my clock that tells me it's time to go to the show.
And?
I'm here.
Thank you. So it was a good time last night, ladies.
It was a fabulous time.
A lot of fun.
And what did we raise money for last night?
Tunadito.
And what is Tunadito?
it's an organization, a very unique organization here in Southern Arizona, to make sure that no child will grieve alone. Whether they're grieving the death of a loved one, whether they're grieving health issues, health challenges of a loved one, or they themselves, or and we have certain cases of abandonment as we expand into other programs through the Boys and Girls Club.
And, you know, I think the key there is you've undersold them, because it's not just the kid. It's the family as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. But that help is kind of a byproduct. We're there. We take our children to make sure they're getting the support services they need,
right?
Whether it's the child who's has a health challenge, or it's the sibling of that child facing that health challenge. But when the parents are there in group together, we get helped.
Absolutely.
And it's a nice side benefit.
Absolutely. And as listeners to our show know, you know, our 9-year-old boy was diagnosed with leukemia back in 2011. And one of the first groups that reached out to us and we embraced was Tunadito.
Right.
And the services there are amazing. So I, you know, anybody out there listening to our show, whether it's today or 2 weeks from now, or you're listening to it on iTunes, reach out for Tunadito, because if you're going through something like this, the services are amazing. They will help you. And it's all being underwritten by our community.
Correct. There is no government funding here. It's all private. And every year we start from zero again.
That's amazing. How did Tunadito start? Do you know?
It was before my time on the board, mm-hmm. but they merged with Children to Children and another organization here. So they collected their power and made sure they're more efficient. And they're one of the most effective nonprofits in town.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we have a couple minutes. Let's, you know, talk about some of the mothers who were recognized last night. We know Tiana was recognized.
Tiana.
My lovely esposa, yes.
And I'll let Jeff get in trouble, so we're not going to talk about her. But let's talk about a couple other mothers.
Well, we have Karen Hess. We have Dr. Donna Fulton, Paige Chancellor-Marks.
Paige owes me $20, too, by the way.
she
didn't have any money
last
night.
Chase her down today. Let's see if you can find her.
Yeah, no. Her husband, Sheldon.
She had a great time. I'm not sure which of the moms had more fun. and let me mention Neelam Sethi as well. Five incredible women that have had their own challenges in their own life or their own families, yet are making a difference in our community. Talk Absolutely. About remarkable moms.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know Ms. Sheldon, she was actually very instrumental. Yeah, she was really instrumental in getting funding through the Zoological Society for the new elephant enclosure for exhibit Tanzania.
You know, I got a funny Paige story. They had just before they opened up the zoo enclosure, they had a little get-together for folks that were important in that project happening.
Yeah.
And Tian and I were lucky enough to be invited. Actually, it was through the Tucson Zoological Society. So it was just any chump that I think, like Tian and I, that belonged to the Tucson Zoological Society. And there was Paige out there walking around in all of the elephant scat and
manure.
Mud and having the time of her life. She's a great lady. Great lady. So, great. Great. So, now, we were teasing earlier, this was not the 750,000th event. This event's relatively new.
I would say last 10, 15 years, we started out as a luncheon, more casual during the day, and we've gone into this evening affair. But unlike your other black tie affairs, this is definitely let your hair down and have some fun.
Absolutely.
We at Tunadito really know how special life is and the moments and how quickly it can change. So we really celebrate that.
Well, and the amazing thing about last night is that it was sold out.
Yes.
People were lined up to try to get in and couldn't get in.
Correct.
So, I mean, talk about not only a well-attended event, but a lot of fun, too. Usually when you get invited to these types of events, you just, can I just send a check-in? Do I really have? But this is an event that you really, really, really want to go to.
Correct.
And so for all the folks that were there last night, thank you so much for attending. The money goes to a great cause.
Great.
And you're actually the president of the board?
No, I'm a board member.
You're
I'm
a board
not the
member.
President.
Who's the president of the board?
Tracy Ricciatello.
Okay. So
now we have about a minute left, and I know Gabby is part of a very special part of Tunadito.
I am. I am a facilitator with one of the groups. I facilitate the littles, so they're ages 3 to 7. And that's been very rewarding.
Tell us about that.
Back. Well, it's really an amazing experience because, you know, I went in thinking that I was going to be the one giving back, but really they start helping themselves. Just recently, the last group that I attended, there was a new child coming in. He was 4, and one of the older kids, he was 6, he comes in, and he was really nervous, and he says, come on, sit with me. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can share because it's safe here.
Right.
And it was just so amazing to see that the children start helping themselves, and it was really sweet. It's
and
a very special place.
It makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Of course.
Especially when you get to go into that volcano room.
Definitely. The volcano room is the best.
Awesome. Well, folks, if you did not get to attend the event last night, there's still an opportunity to help Tunadito.
Absolutely. Always is. www.tunadito.org. Call us. We could use all the help. We have some challenges this year with some funding that we lost. So we're trying to make sure and bridge that gap so we don't have any future cuts. We want to make sure every child has services when they need it.
And you never turn anybody away.
Never.
It's never. Awesome. Never a kid, never a family.
Correct.
Wonderful.
And it's all free.
All free. That's right. It is no charge. So thanks, ladies, for
what
you do.
Thank you for
having
us. Thank you. Now to recover from last night.
Lots of water.
Yes, right.
More tequila.
More tequila. No. All right, folks, we got to take a break at the bottom of the hour. We got to pay some bills, so stick around. We'll be right back with more here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Everything is beautiful in its own way. Like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day. And everybody's beautiful in their own way. Under God's heaven, the world's gonna find me.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contracting, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and 1702 Craft Pizza and Beer.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That's right, Fred.
And some of the folks in this community that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful are our moms.
Our moms. Happy Mother's Day.
And we have in studio, we've been having moms all day long. I mean, the Tucson Roller Derby girls, they're a bunch of hard-hitting moms. You know, strong women.
Who support strong women?
Yeah.
Right.
We had the folks from Tunadito who just celebrated 5 women
remarkable moms
last night.
Yep.
And now we have today Jade Beal, who's been on the show before talking about the Beautiful Body Project, but they're releasing a book today at Hotel Congress called The Body of Mothers. And I thought it'd be great to have her come on and talk about the release of the book, but also to have some of the moms who are featured in the book to talk about, you know, why they decided to be in the book and some of their experiences with moms. Now, before we get to Jade, I want to underline something real quick. You know, there's always that sitcom, you know, mother joke about, you know, you destroyed my body, you know, the whole guilt thing. And that's sort of, I think, in a sense, is what you're playing off of here. If I'm not too far off base.
Playing off or raising a question against.
There, that's probably a better way to say it. Mm-hmm. So this is Jade Beal. She is the, I guess, the collector,
the photographer.
Curator of the book. Yeah.
Sleep-deprived one.
So let's start talking about why begin this project at all.
Well, because when I gave birth, I was 50 pounds heavier than I'd ever been in my life, and I've already lived most of my life hating the way I look because I don't see my fluctuating body type in any type of media outlet. So there I was, heavier, very changed body, and what do I see? I see images telling me, oh, look how I bounce back, and if you don't bounce back, you failed, and you're ugly.
Now, wait a minute, Jade, wait a minute. So, oh, look how I bounce back, and if you don't bounce back, you failed.
That's my assumption.
Okay, so
that's a strong, real message mm-hmm. that's out there.
It is Absolutely. A real message. It might not be the right message that everybody takes, but you're
Absolutely.
Right. It's a message out there that's being proliferated.
Absolutely. I don't see anything else being celebrated, so what the conclusion I draw is mm-hmm. that I'm not worthy of being awesome when I'm already sleep deprived as a new mother.
Right.
Struggling from postpartum depression. And then having, but it's not just because I'm a new mother. It's already living a life of feeling unworthy to be called beautiful, which makes it much harder simply to be successful as a woman. Because in our culture, we're hyper praising the beauty, the sexuality of a woman. Even if you're incredibly intelligent, we're always commenting on her beauty and on her emotionalness of being a woman.
Hmm. Fred?
I agree. I have a friend, and there's a preview published in Zocalo, the May edition of Zocalo.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at a walking event. I try to go to Maynard's every Monday night, meet me at Maynard's every Monday night. And we were looking at, was with a friend, a female friend, who was looking at the article. And I was saying, yeah, we're going to have Jade on and some of the mothers that are in this book. And there's one photo, and I think it's either five or six girls, women, mm-hmm. lined up. And they're just wearing like a tank top and some kind of pants. And the person I was with identified her body shape
mm-hmm.
along in that spectrum of women
mm-hmm.
and said, I would never expose myself like that.
Right.
Because she has that perception of her body that
absolutely.
It's not, you know, it's
beautiful.
Not to be celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that made it even more important for me to have people come and tell their stories mm-hmm. on the show mm-hmm. because, you know, people, human beings are human beings. And there are, I've read articles about, you know, models saying that they won the genetic lottery.
Right.
And they have these perfect chiseled
That's
features.
That's a good TED Talk. I like that one.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's where I got it from.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we have these really incredibly unrealistic expectations of women. And I think same for men
mm-hmm.
You know, what we should or ought to look like. I mean, there's the, you know, the Statue of David, there's all sorts of art throughout the centuries that have this idealized woman figure.
Absolutely.
But there's, aside from maybe, you know, less than a tenth of a percent.
Right.
We're all human beings that have major imperfections. And these women in this book have major imperfections because they use their body to create life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that should be celebrated and not hid under a bushel.
Well, and I agree with the genetic lottery concept. And the thing is that imagery that we see today has most of it, nearly all of it, is heavily, heavily photoshopped, heavily altered, from necks being elongated, waist shaped, reshaped, breasts being done something to, and any sort of skin texture. Even pores are eliminated because no human has pores on this planet. And so it's this completely messed up message that people think is real. Of course, the woman is real and she is beautiful, but it's this different message that we need to like be this other rendition of something that isn't what we already are. And I like to argue that they aren't imperfections. We're pretty perfect. Life doesn't make mistakes. The forest, the humanity, it's the stories that we create and we choose to believe that are full of pain and self-suffering. And I think we can, when you feel beautiful, when I feel beautiful, I start living with my chest held up higher, head held up higher, and I feel like I'm worthy of something awesome.
Now, where do you think all of this has come from?
Working with these awesome ladies.
No. I'm sorry. I'm talking about the negative image of people.
The negative image of people. I think personally, it's a society, it's an industry that wants to sell me something, that wants to profit off of my insecurity.
But I don't think, do you really think that this is something that's new?
No, not at all. I mean, I can't say I haven't researched this, but I know since I have been a small child, it's definitely has played a part. My mother told me I was beautiful every day, but I didn't believe her. I believed what I saw on TV and on media and on billboards and magazines. That was where I gauged what was awesome.
Yeah, and I think you, Fred, made a very interesting point when you talked about Renaissance sculptures or, I mean, if you look at something, if you look at a work of art like the Mona Lisa is not the prettiest woman in the world, but she's beautiful. And I think that's kind of in antiquity and even to today, we see a lot more art that's not like the Mona Lisa, but mm-hmm. is like something else that's manufactured from someone's brain where they're telling us this is the norm of beauty.
Absolutely.
And if you don't look like this, then maybe you should make a change.
If you have pores, or if you're not a white, thin woman, who there are beautiful, but there's a whole range of women on this planet, the whole different colors, and what we see in media is thin white women.
And see, I disagree with that. I have agreed with everything you've said today except white.
Uh-huh.
Because I think in today's society, Hispanic women, Asian mm-hmm. women, African-American women, they are all being mm-hmm. celebrated, but they all look alike.
Mm-hmm.
So your
mm-hmm.
skin color may change, mm-hmm. but you're still tall and thin and yeah. have a long neck and all the things that, because if you look at these runways,
which is beautiful,
now,
which
they're all
is
beautiful,
beautiful,
no question. But you're right. But I, you know, I think that we've at least broadened our horizon mm-hmm. to not just accept one color of skin mm-hmm. and say, that's beautiful. The tan, blonde,
absolutely.
California look isn't the only look
absolutely.
That they're after now.
Yeah.
So, well, I've been looking at this, at your book that you brought in. It is unbelievable.
Thank you.
I have tons of questions to ask you about the book, because the first thing, the first question that comes to mind, just in opening up page one, where it says the bodies of women, is how on earth were you able to talk all of these women into sitting for you?
Mm-hmm.
And so might you have anybody here that could answer that question?
I think maybe. What about Christina? What does Christina have to say?
Hi, Christina.
Hi.
So this is Christina Berry, and she is in the book, The Body of Mothers.
And Christina, you're right at the beginning of the book.
Yes, that was a nice surprise.
And you're a beautiful woman.
Thank you.
Beautiful woman. I've got to know you more just looking at these pages. What was happening? How did you get involved in this project?
You know, it kind of just happened. It was really interesting. I was pregnant with my second child, and I wanted pregnancy pictures. That's all I wanted. And I had just recently become a follower of Jade's photography page. And Jade and my husband had known each other since they were 15. And I looked at some of her pictures, very artsy mom pictures. And there were some naked ones, and there were some clothed ones. And I wasn't thinking about, oh, I want to go all the way naked. I just wanted pregnancy photos. So I contacted her.
Wait a second. When you say pregnancy photo, does that just mean showing a picture of
yeah,
you?
I just wanted a picture of me pregnant,
okay,
you know, to remember how I looked.
Right.
And with my husband and all of that, and my 6-year-old boy, well, 5 at the time. And I contacted her through Facebook, and I said, hey, I had kind of heard that she had some project of mom's bodies going on. And I said, hey, Would you, I'm pregnant. Would you want pictures of me for your project? And she said, yeah, sure, absolutely. And I told her, you know, I'm about this far along. And, you know, I'm thinking about maybe when I'm about 7 months, I kind of want that, that belly to remember. Yeah. And she said, yeah, absolutely. Contact me. So a couple months later, I said, hey, I'm ready. You know, you're ready to do this. And I always wanted to do a henna tattoo on my belly. That was my thing, too. So that's what you see in the photo.
Right.
And she called me in. And last minute, my husband was like, you know what? I don't really want to be part of this picture. So I want this to be about you.
He bailed?
Yeah. And we were there. And I was taking pictures. And, you know, I was changing into different outfits. And I was kind of trying to cover myself up. And some, you know, photos. And then she invited Chris and my husband, and she said, Chris, why don't you come in here and just pose with your wife for a couple of photos, and pose with your son too. And he kind of got a little bit into it, and then at the end she just said, hey, you mind taking it all off? And I said, sure. And I mean, I was very comfortable. And all the doors were locked, and nobody was going to come in. So.
No peeping toms.
Yeah.
Yes. Bing bong. Land shark.
Yeah, so I just dropped everything, and my husband just kind of, it was a one-shot thing. You know, he came from behind and put his hand around my leg and put his head on my shoulder, and I looked at, you know, I just,
it's a fabulous picture.
It.
It's a great picture.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
That picture has traveled all over the world. People really love it.
I could not believe it. I could not believe it all over. And I'm half Greek, and my family from Greece.
Which half?
My dad. My family from Greece was was contacting me and saying, hey, your picture's on, you know, the newspaper here and the magazines here. And I was just, wow, you know, it was pretty, pretty amazing.
Awesome. How do you feel?
I feel gorgeous. I do. And, you know, it was very liberating. And I kind of just wanted to mention, I don't think that I'm perfect now just because of this photo shoot. I still point myself out. I still look in the mirror and I say, you know, my boobs look kind of saggy, or I know my, you know, belly's still not so tight, back tight like it should be, like I'm told it should be. And I don't think it's ever going to change all the way. However, I am more confident about myself. I feel more beautiful. My husband sees me in a total different way.
What do you mean?
He, after this project, you know, it kind of opened his eyes, total different direction.
So was he giving you a hard time about your looks?
Always, you know, from the, not a hard time. He just wanted me to be healthy. It was always a push for like, hey, you should, you know, always strive to be the best you can be and, you know, work out with me, things like that. But in my head, I always took it as like, oh, he thinks I'm fat.
Oh, God.
You know,
yeah.
So, and he still does that, but in a total different
right.
way.
So he's not telling you that you're not beautiful.
No.
He's telling you that he wants you to live a long time.
Correct.
Okay.
You know, he wants me to live a long, healthy life.
Right.
And he wants me to take care of myself and take
right.
care of my body. You know, and I don't think Jade's point here is, you know, I feel like all those women criticize her and criticize us because they feel like we're just celebrating unhealthiness. You know, you see all those women saying, oh, look at this fat women, unhealthy women. When did this become, why are we supposed to celebrate that? Why are we teaching our children? It's not about that. It's just, you know, all of us want to be healthy. All of us want to live a long life. All of us are mothers. We want to be there for our children. You know, nobody... I've never met a mother that says, oh, I'm ready to die tomorrow, you know, and leave my kids here by themselves. You know, and
yeah.
they just, all of us want to be that kind of person. However, we're just shaped in different sizes and forms and look differently. And
that's, awesome.
And that's beautiful.
And that is gorgeous.
Is
yeah.
So on that note, we need to take a real quick
we
break.
We do need to give a super fast break. Folks, stick around because we got lots more moms to talk to here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
You're looking good. You're looking so good. All right, you're looking good. I knew that you would. All right, when you call my name, baby, you call me Mr. Clean. I'm gonna give you loving that you ain't ever seen. Hey, you're looking good.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Estate Garden, the Flight Grill at Pima Air and Space Museum, and PETA Jungle.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating Mother's Day, Jeffrey, on Mother's Day.
Yes, we are. Fred.
And we've been
Happy Mother's Day.
And we've been talking to Jade Beal, who is, I call her the curator of a book called The Body of Mothers. She also is the founder of
Beautiful Body Project.
Beautiful Body Project. I can't even read my own writing. And before the break, we were talking with Christina, who actually right now you guys are at Hotel Congress doing a release event for the new book. But also with us we have, I think it's Alicia?
Alyssa.
I can't read your writing either. Volpe?
Mm-hmm.
I got that right. And you're also featured in this book. And we also, I don't know who that was, but Paula Randall is here as well. So when we were talking with Christina, we were very interested in talking about why you guys chose to be part of the Body of Mothers. And so...
let me add to that, Alyssa, because that was an interesting question. Was there a question in there, Fred?
No. It was just a statement. It was a statement. I was trying to elicit a response.
Ah, I got it. So I'm looking at your page, Alyssa, and you've got your 5-year-old son here with you.
Yes.
You are a beautiful woman in the sense that we were talking about earlier where no one likes you because you're pretty. You know? I mean, just kidding, but you're a beautiful woman. And I'm looking at your pictures, and there's a yoga pose in here of you, and there's a picture of you here with this beautiful child. But the first words I read, because it's got, like, these are little bios, I guess, that you guys write that go along with your pictures.
Mm-hmm.
The first words I read here is that it's, and I'll read it to you, folks. It's the story of my body. It's hard to know where to start. My mother says I was born dead, and I've been fighting for life ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Share with us what What do you mean?
Well, I, you know, my body was something that I abused for most of my life. And part of it was that I had been told I needed to look a certain way. And, you know, when I was in hitting puberty, I gained weight and I got three brothers and they did what brothers do and they made fun of me and then I felt awkward. And so by the time I was in high school, my senior year, I was under 90 pounds.
Wow.
And so it really wasn't until I became a mom, I mean, until I got pregnant, where I lost control of my body, that I really started to appreciate just what it actually could do. So when I knew that Jade was doing this project, I was really excited and also scared out of my mind, and and also newly divorced and feeling, you know, insecure, but also just wanting to celebrate where I was in my life. And so I contacted her and went for it.
But, and how do you feel now?
I happy. I mean, excited. You know, it's still like a little overwhelming, I think. But I think that I feel really beautiful. You know, I feel really proud of where I've taken myself in my life. I mean, not just by getting in front of a camera and taking my clothes off, but, you know, just really being proud of the fact that, like, I bounced back. I try to nurture myself. I try to be strong for my son. And also, I mean, being a part of this project has given me, I think, a place to share with my son just how everyone's beautiful, you know, because he, you know, he's 5 and a half and he talks about what pretty girls are and who is pretty, who isn't pretty, and this person's ugly and this person's skinny, this person's fat. And so, you know, we talk about it because I think it's important for him to recognize just that beauty's everywhere and it looks different. And because he's going to have an opinion, and I want him to be able to speak with compassion when he's talking to other women.
Beautiful. And other, anybody.
Though. Anyone. Yeah. Yeah.
And do you think you would have been strong enough to give that message to your son before you did this project?
Well, yes. I mean, yes.
Jade says yes.
But,
right.
But I mean, I think that just, this has just been it was a really good instigator, I think, for just really saying the things that I've kind of held back feeling and expressing in the past, you know, just feeling really shy and feeling kind of disempowered, and hearing people talk about, you know, yeah, that they you know, breasts are supposed to look a certain way, and if you breastfeed your child, and I breastfed my child for 3 years, you know, I was constantly being told that I was going to be wrecking my boobs, and
even though you were doing a great thing for him,
yeah, you know, but I, yeah, I don't know, I've lost my train of thought.
No, but, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but my point is, the point that you're trying to make is that this project helped you kind of galvanize, help you create and share how you felt.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I feel, you know, I also feel really responsible as somebody who gets in front of other women to empower them to love their bodies as they are. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
And Paula, we have you here. You're in the book as well.
Yes.
And Paula, you gave us the full Monty.
I did.
I love it.
I did. I went to Jade's studio, and we had had some scheduling mishaps, and so we finally got together, and by the time of my shoot, I was like, let's get this done. Come on.
How did you get involved?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I'm a large lady, and I am a very strong large lady, and I don't see myself the way I look. And I knew that for me to fully embrace who I was, for me to really say, this is who I am, and if this is who I am, I need to be okay with who I am. I need to see who I am.
And how do you, when you say you don't feel how you look, how do you see yourself?
Oh my gosh, I was a competitive board diver. I ride bikes for 30 miles. I go out and will post, you know, 50 fence post holes. I'm just so active. So I don't see all the girth. I don't see it. I just feel strong. I feel like an Amazon woman. So for me to really embrace who I am, I knew that I needed to see that. And looking at Jade's amazing photography, I knew that she would be able to show me who I am, but show me who I am in a beautiful, graceful, honest way, and not just a, here's your fat, you know, which a lot of photographers would be more inclined to do.
Yep.
And now, so I contacted her, and she said yes, and then we went back and forth. At one point, my daughter was going to be in the pictures with me. I have a 26-year-old daughter.
All right.
So I have my 4-year-old son and a 26-year-old daughter and a 23-year-old son.
Wow.
And so at one point, my daughter, who was pregnant at the time, was going to be in the pictures with me, and she chickened out, which is fine. But so we were
now
doing,
she's regretting it, I'm sure.
You know, Megan, and this is one of the reasons why we do this book. My daughter is beautiful. She's 5'5". She's gorgeous. She just had a baby. She's 30 pounds heavier than she wants to be, and that's all she sees.
All right. I want to talk to you guys some more. Folks, go to FredandJeff.com. There's going to be a little compilation to our show today. We've got about 5 more minutes to talk to these ladies, and I really think you'll enjoy what else they have to say. But right now, we got to sign off. We're out of time. Ben Buell is chomping at the bit to get in here. So, Fred, do we want to give something away?
Yeah, how about for Mother's Day, we give dinner and roses. So we have
$25 to
1702.
1702, correct.
And a dozen roses from our friends at Mayfield Florists. For the first mother who sends me an email at fred@fredandjeff.com and lets us know how beautiful they are.
Yeah, there you go. And, folks, remember, get out there, meet your friends, meet your neighbors. Say happy Mother's Day to all the moms today. We hope you have a great day. And we'll be here again next week on the Fred and Jeff Show. And go to FredandJeff.com to listen to some more. And we'll talk to you next week.
You are so beautiful.
And now a special bonus segment on today's Fred and Jeff Show podcast.
So this is Fred and Jeff Show, after hour show.
After hours, Fred. Love it. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in here on the website, fredjeff.com. Notice over on the right-hand side, all of our sponsors, please support them because they make the show possible. So we can tell you all about the people, places, events, history, and culture that make Tucson a great place to live.
That's right. So we have Jade Beal still with us in studio with us,
right?
Still, and a couple of models from her book that was just released.
Right, and as we were signing off the show, we were talking with Paula. Paula, one of the things you were talking about was having your daughter, who was pregnant at the time of your photo shoot, mm-hmm. chicken out with you at the very last minute before you did your photo shoot.
Well, she didn't understand that she would be, I would be naked.
How did she not? She didn't get the memo?
Hey, honey,
show up and we're not wearing clothes?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it wasn't until I called her, like, probably the day before Alok had contacted me for the shoot. And I'm like, okay, Megan, well, I'm really excited. You know, this is what we're going to do and this is where it is. And you do know I will be naked. I mean, I really had to be very blunt. And she was like, what?
Did she not take you seriously?
You know, I don't think a lot of people seeing me would think that I would be willing to go in front of a camera naked. And, you know, I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of the bias. I'm tired of the fact that the only definition of beauty is one that's, you know, 35, 24, or 35. You know, that measurement, I'm just tired of it. So I was ready. I'm ready to break the paradigm. I'm ready to show people that health is not defined by a shape. Health is defined by our choices and what we do and how we live.
And how we think.
And how we think. And it's time for people to stop looking at people down the street saying, oh my gosh, I never want to be like that. And instead see the woman with the beautiful eyes or the lovely child or the wonderful smile or those characteristics that we all have that are unique and beautiful and 100% ours. And that's what we need to pay attention to. And not that, oh, look, she's got flabby arms. Oh, the horror, you know, the
right.
horror.
Right.
I'm flabbing my arms, man.
That's awesome. Now, where did you grow up?
I grew up in all places. I grew up in El Paso, Texas, and then I moved to California because my sisters were in the San Francisco Ballet Company. So talk about having a perfect body. I grew up with two dancers in the company. I remember my sisters eating out of measuring cups.
No way.
Way. And even though I was healthy, you know, I was solid as a rock, but I was always the fat girl.
Because you were you the tomboy? You were out there climbing
trees? Oh, my gosh. I was climbing trees. I was playing football. I was riding. I was, you know, yeah.
Living life.
But, again, a ballerina cannot have a single ounce of body fat on her body anywhere.
So do you think that your, and I don't know what the term, Jade, maybe you can help me, what's the term where people have low self-esteem or low self-worth because they don't think they're pretty? Mm-hmm. Do you think that was built on your sisters and your environment growing up? Kind of like Alyssa talking about earlier, where you're talking about your brothers giving you a hard time when you were growing up, that you were fat when you were just growing up.
Right.
I mean, do you guys think that this was something that was significant and that's where all of this started? And thank God for Jade coming along to help you understand that you're beautiful regardless of what you look like?
Yeah. I mean, when I saw the pictures of Jade, well, when I saw pictures of Jade, she's hot too. But when I saw the pictures that she took of me, it was eye-opening because I did have this perception of all I saw was what I considered flaws. And it was, I cried, you know, and it wasn't because I didn't like what I saw. It was because I was like, I'm a strong woman. I had never seen myself like that.
Awesome. So this is good therapy for you guys, too.
Oh, huge.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Huge. When I saw the picture that Jade posted for her blog, and I saw her post it on Facebook, and she announced it, and I started crying. I'm like, oh, you know what? This isn't me. It's not me yet. And so when I looked at it, I was like, okay, it'll be me later. And then I read the blog, and I was like, oh, my gosh. That's me. this beautiful woman.
You didn't think that was a picture.
I didn't think it was me. I thought, oh my God, this woman is beautiful. I can't wait to see my picture. And it wasn't until I went to the blog and saw my story that I was like, holy cow.
You're just the cutest little face on you. I mean, you're just so happy.
I am ridiculously happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the beauty in you is you just exude happiness.
Yep.
So I'm glad this project helped you bring that out for others to see.
Well, it's always been there, but the difference for me now from doing this book is that I don't question anymore if I'm beautiful. Mm-hmm. I don't question whether I am worthy enough to be beautiful. You know, I had the courage to stand up and look at the face of the world and say, I'm beautiful. I love me. This is who I am. My husbands love me. My husbands. I have 20. No. My husband loves me. My children love me. My friends love me. Damn it. I'm going to love me. And I'm going to stop questioning whether or not I'm worthy enough to be loved.
If the Dalai Lama was here, he'd give you a big hug.
We share the same birthday.
No kidding.
Yes. July 6th.
Good for you. Jade, could you have picked three better ambassadors to come in and talk about
your book? I'm pretty proud. I'm pretty proud of every
Absolutely.
Single woman in my book. I mean, that's what it's about. It's not about my photography or any of it. It's about all of us sharing our vulnerability and these stories and therapy and how we deal with it.
And getting stronger because of such a...
Empowering each other.
Wonderful
that's the
message.
Only reason this is successful because of the photos and then there's the woman's story next to it. You read the photo. You see Alyssa's story when you would judge her otherwise if you saw her walking down the street or if you would judge Paula walking down the street. You read her story and you go... Oh, I'm just like her.
Common ground.
One quick thing. There was a woman when Jade posted on the first blog, and she posted as a comment in my picture, and she said, I'm a size 2, and I could not have done this. And she said, because of you, I was able to go into the bathroom and be naked and look at myself in the mirror and not hate what I saw.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
Yeah.
Jade, where's your blog?
Blog is a beautifulbodyproject.com. Also, jadebeal.com has lots of photography.
And where can folks get your book?
You can get the book if you're in Tucson. You can come on down to my studio on 435 East 9th Street. Otherwise, you can get it on beautifulbodyproject.com. You can also get it on Amazon.
All right. Folks, thanks for tuning in to the little compilation, the little extra.
After Hours.
After Hours with Fred and Jeff.
You need like a dark, sultry voice. Fred and Jeff Show, After Hours.
Yeah. And ladies, thanks so much for what you've done. Jade, congratulations on an excellent project. You got book two in the works yet?
It's coming. It's coming. Women over 50 is the next thing. And also teenage eating disorders and showing them that they're perfect. It's lovely to see you guys again.
Yeah, thanks so much. Ladies, have a great Mother's Day, all of you. And y'all have a great Mother's Day out there, too. And we'll see you next week here on The Fred and Jeff Show.